You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest games. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, by Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, B&P Propane, by Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, Blue Valley Technology, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Edward Jones, The Elevator in Valley Falls, by Bruna Implement Company, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by American Family Insurance, Brad Nollert Agent, by Helena AgriSystems, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Bank, and by Giant Communications.
This is how we do it.
Here we go. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, which means once again it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've got a phenomenal show for you here today. As there's plenty to get to, there's plenty of scores to get to, a couple upsets that we've noticed across the areas, a couple teams that, well, they took care of business like they needed to, and we got some other teams that, again, this was almost a, I wouldn't say make or break night, but how your season trajectory would look might start with this evening. Boz, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Friday night, good night of football. It was a good night.
It was a great night. We had an opportunity to go to our game of the week that we chose, and it did not disappoint from one side of the field. The other side of the field, well, they just ran into a juggernaut in that one.
Oh, my goodness. It was a game that we thought that was – it was one that we'd been kind of looking at. And looking at the both these teams,
dude.
I mean, both 2-0, Axtell and Clifton Clyde, we thought that was going to be two powerhouses banging into each other. And really, quite honestly, it was anything but.
It was the epitome of, hey, one team's got a 28-game winning streak. One team is trying to figure out their way in this area, this league, and try to get themselves back on the map in Clifton Clyde. And one Eagle's wings got clipped. One Eagle, they were soaring high.
Yeah, they were. Axtell was phenomenal tonight. Just super impressed with Axtell. You know, they are on a, what is it, 29-game?
Now 20, 29.
29-game winning streak. They got a target on their back coming into the season after being back-to-back state champions. And they're not even skipping a beat. This team is confident. They're strong. They're fast. They got all the pieces. Really, really impressed with Axtell tonight.
Phenomenal outing by the Axtell Eagles tonight. Well, we didn't give you the score because it's time now to go through our first round of scores here for the evening. Boz, what do we got?
All right. Actually, we got doing really well on scores tonight. We had this started the show a little bit late, so we had time to get a bunch of scores. Let's roll through these real quick. Hanover, that's the very first one of the night. Big-time win. Hanover gets the victory over Osborne, 28-6. We'll talk about that one here in a little bit. Maranatha was at Donovan West. Maranatha gets the win 52-6. They improved to 2-1 on the season. Donovan West drops to 0-3. Clifton Clyde, we just mentioned that, at Axtell. Axtell took care of business tonight, 52-6. Clifton Clyde falls to 2-1. Axtell improves to 3-0. Jeff County North, another big, big, big-time game. Atwa Buncee, 2-0 teams coming into tonight. Jeff County North pulls off the win, 36-34. So Jeff County North, they improved to 3-0, while Buncee falls to 2-1. Centralia at Onega took care of business, 48-6 over Onega. Centralia improves to 3-0. Onega falls to 0-2. Valley Heights improves to 2-1 with victory over Troy, 52-16. Troy falls to 1-2 on the season. Nemaha Central, they keep the Thunder rolling. They are up, record of 3-0 now on the season. They defeat Perry Compton 26-0. Perry Compton falls to 1-2. Sabetha at Jeff West. Sabetha gets the win 50-14. Sabetha proves to 3-0 on the season. Jeff West, they fall to 1-2. Royal Valley, they get a big win tonight, 38-16 over Riverside. Royal Valley, they get their first win of the season. They're 1-2, and Riverside falls to 1-2 as well. Hiawatha was at Holton tonight. Holton comes out victorious 47-14. Holton,
first win.
First win of the season. They are 1-2 now. Hiawatha also 1-2. Horton at Valley Falls. Tight game there. Valley Falls ends up with a 10-point win, 34-24, so they improve to 1-2. Horton falls to 0-3. Let's see. Jackson Heights gets another good win tonight, 45-14 over Pleasant Ridge. Jackson Heights improves to 3-0. Pleasant Ridge drops to 1-2. Marhill Mount Academy, they are at McLouth. McLouth took it to them tonight, 52-12.
Bulldogs.
Marhill, they dropped to 0-3. McLouth improves 3-0.
3-0.
McLouth, let's go.
Shout out to the Dogs.
Another here's one that I'm just baffled at. I'm not baffled, but like the way they're doing it.
Right.
Atchison gets a victory tonight over Casey Harmon. Again, Casey Harmon, they're struggling, but they pull out the win tonight 77-7.
At halftime, that game was 70-0.
Yeah.
At halftime.
It's Atchison right now is averaging 62 points a game through the first three games. So those
watch out for the Phoenix, man.
That's right.
Those Phoenix, they fly through the air. They'll get you.
Yep, that is all the scores we got so far. We're still looking we're missing Blue Valley at Wakefield, Linden at Frankfort. That was a huge one. I want to get a score on that
one. Massive game we were looking at.
So that's one we need. Washington County at Lynn. We need that one. We need ACCHS at Oskaloosa and Chapman at Marysville.
I'll tell you right now, though, I mean, the scores that we're missing, obviously we want all of them. We're going to get all of them, and we're going to get them out to you. But that Frankfort game, we almost made an audible tonight.
Yeah, it was close.
We almost called an audible because Frankfort against Linden. You know, Linden, my gosh, Linden has got some dudes on their team.
Yeah.
And they're a team that I think is a force to be reckoned with in 1A. I mean, a couple Division I commits on their team already on this season so far. And could it expand to more. But that's why we were thinking, I mean, because Frankfort, man, that's your team.
That's my team. I mean, that was one of the big-time matchups we picked for this week, so I'm anxious. I want to know what happened with that game. If Frankfort can get the win tonight, that is just a massive, massive win for them, and they improved to 3-0 on the season.
That would be massive.
Because in the past, they've dropped a couple of those first games of the season, and it's a struggle for them to get back up on top of the hill.
That one of the kids from Linden, Tanner Heckel, is highly touted as one of the best multi-sport athletes in Kansas. Well, the reason why is because in just two games, they ended at halftime because of the mercy rule for Linden coming into tonight. He had 6 passing, 3 rushing touchdowns, and a pick 6 in the first two games combined. Not only that, he's an all-state athlete in football, basketball, and track. He's got a 42-inch vertical, 24-foot long jump, 45-foot 7-inch triple jump. His broad jump is 10 foot. Oh, and guess you want to know how fast he is in the 100-meter dash?
I'm guessing really fast.
10.96, and he's an all-state pick in all three sports. Did you get the final?
I got the final.
Oh, Frankfort fans, I'm sorry.
I was really hoping to get this one. Frankfort falls tonight to Linden, 70-24. That's tough.
But
hey, that's a really, really good football team.
I mean, we were hyping up Linden for a reason.
Yeah,
and
very
it
good.
Sounds like they, again, all the media pundits are spot on thus far this season because Frankfort's not a team to mess with. They're solid, and they've had some big wins this year already. And so this was a big matchup for them, non-district game. We'll get into districts a little bit later on tonight as well as that starts up next week. But that's even in the loss. I mean, that's a 46-point loss. Even in that kind of a loss, that's still a pretty. I'm trying to find good words here, Bob.
Well, hey, here's the thing.
Help me out.
It's one loss.
It's one.
You're 2-1.
Yeah.
You faced a really good football team.
That's
a little measuring stick. Okay,
right.
We had 2 wins. Now we're playing a top tier team.
Right.
Where are we at? they can learn from that. I'm still confident with Frankfurt.
It's your dark horse.
It is.
My dark horse tonight.
Woo. They, close game.
Close game. JCN, the chart. Go Chargers. Go Chargers. There it is. That's a little bit better. I don't have a voice hardly tonight. I can't do it. Probably because I went Tigers too much last week. But
yeah.
The Chargers, huh?
Pulled out a two-point win. Yeah. Tight win. And that says a lot about that team, too. They haven't had a close game this season. So to be in a dogfight and come out with a two-point victory, that's some gumption right there.
We got our first break coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to dive right in, though, more detail of the Axtell game that we went and watched in person. And it was one that, again, we hyped it up last week because we knew this was a measuring stick game for Axtell. Can you take care of business at home against a team that is on the rise, a team that is in the TVL, a team that you face every single year, but a team that could put that 28-game winning streak potentially to its end? But Axtell said no thanks. Their coaching staff was ready, prepared, and right out the gates. It started off with Axtell just being dominant from the get-go, realistically. I mean, there was a couple it was a three and out happened early on, but once Axtell got their first taste of the end zone, it was almost like an addiction after that, and they kept finding it.
Yeah, well, they found it a lot. I mean, it wasn't. I can't say easy, but they made it look pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, to start the game off, Brandon Schmelzy. Let's talk about Brandon just a little bit. Quarterback for Axtell, you know, filling in some big shoes over there out west. You know, you're taking the role of a guy by the name of Isaac Detweiler, who
pretty good.
He's a decent athlete, right?
Pretty good player.
Only broke pretty much every single school record.
Yeah.
And then you got Schmelzy that comes in, and he's a stud. You looked at me, I don't know how many times when he was in the pocket, even just to drop back to pass, and his ability for his movement and an awareness in the pocket, and then to throw some dots.
Here's the thing that's most impressive for me with Brandon Schmelzy. He can throw a really nice ball. He had two touchdown passes tonight. They were long balls, beautifully thrown, right on the money. But then, you know what? If he's not feeling the pass and he has to scramble, super shifty on his feet. I don't know how many times he made guys miss. One time, two times. He can do whatever he wants. He's got speed. We didn't get a program, so I don't know size, height, weight type stuff, but he's kind of a thicker body, strong looking kid.
Yeah.
And just moves so well. He can run, he can throw, he can do it all.
He's definitely a stud, and he's one that's kind of found his groove. And that's the thing, too, that, you know, talking with Coach Detweiler, Coach Wiebe over there for Axtell, you know, that they're still early on in this season. They're saying, we got kids playing different positions. We got kids that are not used to, you know, this role on the team yet. And they look like this core group right now is the same group that was a part of the back-to-back state championship team.
Well, and, you know, we start talking about some of these other players, and this is why this team is so impressive to me. It's not just Brandon Schmelzy.
Right.
When you've got Grant Bussing and Sawyer Dieters up front, your linemen.
Hosses.
Oh, my goodness. Sawyer Dieters. Again, I wish we had height weights on these guys.
Hey, the Giant Communications hotline's about to open up. If you've got Sawyer Dieters' height and weight, we want to know it, right?
Yeah, I do. I just it's hard sitting in the stands trying to get a feel for how tall these kids are and how much they weigh. But he's a big guy. Grant Bussing up there is another guy that is just two horses up front. Then you've got Grady Bussing. You've got Eli Brocksterman. You've got Brandon Schmelzy. I mean, these guys, they're
Brandon
loaded.
Schmitz.
How do you go from a team two state titles in a row?
Right.
You think, okay, they've got to drop at some point. And I look at these guys and say, man, they're the real deal. Like, I don't. Really, really good.
All right. Now, stop me if I'm out of line here, because I know you will.
I will.
Andale has been a team and a program that has just churned and churned and churned, right?
Yeah.
Athletes in, athletes out, athletes in, athletes out. Is Axtell.
That's the feel you get.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
2019, they're state runner-up, and then they win it in 21, they win it in 22. I mean, that's three out of the last 4 years they've been in a state title game. They've won two of them.
Yeah, they're just it is incredible to me. And here's the other thing too. You talk Andale, they're a 3A football team. They've got 80 kids out
right.
on the team.
Axtell
is
20
kids maybe 20. I think I counted 22 maybe.
Right.
You just smaller school. You don't have the numbers, but the numbers they've got, these kids are good. I mean,
churning
top
it.
To bottom, This is a legit football team.
I feel like that is a very fair comparison to make, especially you make up a great bring up a good point about just the size of the school compared to the kids that get to go out and play. For doing with what you've got, Axel's got phenomenal athletes, yeah. And they've got depth.
Yeah, well, and that's what we talked about in the stands tonight. When you looked at Axel and Clifton Clyde, two good football teams. And we had talked about Clifton Clyde coming to this game. They were 2-0. Things were looking really good for them. When you looked at the two teams, Clifton Clyde just didn't have the size.
Right.
They had some really good players. They had some quick kids. But they looked at, 160, maybe 170 pushing it. They just didn't have any real beef on the line.
Right.
And that's where Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, they just did whatever they wanted to on the defensive rush.
How many times did you look at me when Sawyer Dieters is an edge for Axtell?
Yeah.
And the offensive lineman he was going up against, I mean, he just did whatever he wanted.
It looked like the Clifton Clyde lineman was giving up 30, 40 pounds.
Minimum.
And the thing, Grant Bussing, you watch him.
Yeah.
He would bull rush off the edge and push the offensive lineman back into the quarterback. And then if that didn't work one time, okay, now I'm going to swim.
Yeah.
And I'm going to swim, move around you, and throw the offensive lineman down and get to the quarterback.
Dude, I'll tell you that there was how many times where, poor quarterback from Clifton Clyde as – I was looking at my stat sheets here.
They were kind of – they switched a couple guys
in. They did.
Ran different quarterbacks, and I didn't get a number on – it was number 3 and number 7.
Right, right. Again, didn't have a – Trent Long, there it is. Trent Long, quarterback for Clifton Clyde. I mean, he had zero time.
Yeah.
And if you've never watched an 8-man football game – again, I think we said that at the beginning of the year when we interviewed Detweiler in the preseason show – You need to go look and go watch a preseason or an 8-man football game at some point, because it's just completely different. Axel had a 2-man front every single time on the defensive side and was getting pressure every single time.
Well, and that's that. I looked at you one time and said, I feel bad. The Trent Long, he's a good quarterback,
very good.
He threw some nice passes, but he just had no time to breathe.
Right.
You take a snap, you take one step, drop back, and all of a sudden somebody's in your face. You can't look downfield when you're scrambling right away. And he tried to make some things happen. He did get around the edge a couple times. But that's, again, when he did get off the edge, Grant Bussing would chase him down from behind.
Yeah.
So was just Axtell's night.
It was phenomenal. And right when you thought it looked like Clifton Clyde maybe has a chance, they fire up a ball towards the end zone on third down, and it's picked off in the I don't think the 5-yard line, maybe.
Yep.
And that was pretty much the only opportunity that Clifton Clyde had, as it was intercepted by Wyatt Detweiler. And then Axel just turned it on. And then, again, Axel's offense, kickoff coverage in general was phenomenal. I mean, every facet of the game, all three phases, they pinned Clifton Clyde deep. Clifton Clyde goes backwards. They're punting at their own, 5-yard line, maybe?
Yeah.
And then there's Grant Bussing with a blocked punt. It goes right into the end zone. And Landon Schmitz is there and says, hey, easy touchdown.
Yeah, touchdown.
Right. I mean, every facet of the game was on point tonight for the Axel Eagles. Again, that was our game of the week. We're going to get to our choices for next week. One thing Boz and I were joking about that we were going to talk briefly about here tonight was, well, every game that we choose is our game of the week. I haven't done the math fully yet.
Well, about 115 points.
115 to 12.
Yeah.
In the three games that we've seen. So if we pick your school that we're going to be at next week.
Somebody's getting drummed. It's going to happen.
It's going to be a lopsided game. Because that's just, again, we're thinking these are going to be great games. And
yeah, we missed the mark on those a little bit.
I guess we're shooting blanks right now. We can't hit the target. We're seeing some great games. For one side, last week it was 36-0 JCN over ACCHS, and that ended at halftime. Who knows what the second half would have brought?
Yeah.
ACCHS maybe makes a comeback, or JCN just continues to roll. Week one, we had Holton at Nemaha Central, and Holton didn't score till the final couple minutes of that game. That was 31-0. And so then tonight, it was 44-6 at halftime when we left. So, again, we're going to give you our three games for next week here coming up in just a little bit. But it's time now for our first timeout. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. We're back next with more scores and recaps.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Jeff Russell. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by my office in Sabetha, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or Shannon Wrights in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since
1955. Team rock, or is your team doing the rocket tonight? Another big Friday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've got plenty of things to get through yet here tonight. How about another check of your scores here this evening, Mr. Boz?
All right, let's go. We are just looking for three scores. So if you got them, call in. Let us know. Blue Valley at Wakefield, Washington County at Lynn, ACCHS at Oskaloosa. Those are the three we need. Here's what we got so far. We've got most of them. Hanover at Osborne. They get the win 28-26. Big time pickup of the win for Hanover. They move to 1-2 overall. Linden at Frankfort. Mentioned that one a little bit ago. Linden gets the win 70-24. Maranatha at Donovan West. Maranatha gets the victory 52-6. Clifton Clyde Falls at Axtell, 52-6.
Big time.
Big time there. Big time win. Jeff County North, they pull out a 2-point win over Waubunsee.
Big time.
Jeff County North, they move to 3-0. Centralia, they take it to Onega tonight, 48-6. Centralia moves to 3-0. Onega drops to 1-2. Valley Heights, they get the victory over Troy, 52-16.
That's a big time one, too. We didn't talk about that one, but we'll come back to that.
Yeah, let's come back to that one here a little bit. Nemaha Central, they move to 3-0 with a victory over Perry LeCompton, 26-0. Perry LeCompton drops to 1-2. Sabetha, 50-14 over Jefferson West. Sabetha, they're plugging right along as well. 3-0 now on the season. Royal Valley, they get the victory over Riverside, 38-16. Hiawatha Falls at Holton, 47-14. Holton gets their first win of the season. They're 1-2. Hiawatha 1-2 as well. Horton, they lose to Valley Falls tonight, 34-24. Jackson Heights gets the win over Pleasant Ridge, 45-14. Jackson Heights moves to 3-0 on the season. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they fall to McClouth. McClouth kind of rolling along. They are 3-0 now, but they get that victory, 52-12. Atchison, Roland, they're 3-0 on the season. They get the 77-7 win over KC Harmon. And the last score we just got a little bit ago, Marysville. They get the win 21-8 over Chapman. Marysville, that's their first win on the season as well. They're 1-2. Chapman's now 1-2 as well.
Big time win there for the Bulldogs of Marysville. As we were talking about that one as a, you know, again, know where you're at in the season type of game. They've had a tough stretch to begin the year.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these teams, they have a really tough schedule early. Here's the thing. You fall to 0-3 through your first three games of the season. You're moving into district play, like, right now with an 0-3 record. You haven't even gotten that first win under your belt. So, just a crucial deal. You got to win one of those first three games, get some confidence. Marysville, they did that tonight.
Did it tonight. Let's go over to Valley Heights, Boz. That was one that we were looking at as well as a potential big-time game, Valley Heights and Troy. And, you know, again, Valley Heights, a team that they kicked off the season against Centralia. And tough, tough first game, I believe, 18-16 final score there. And then they go to Onega, they get their first win of the year, and then a big-time win here tonight against the Troy Trojans as they head into district play. Valley Heights, a team that was just 2-7 a year ago, and now, you know, they got that second win already here in this young season. Is this a team that could make a deeper run into the postseason?
Well, that's, you're right. I mean, that's one we talked about. They were one early on when we started going through the preseason stuff. They returned 17. All the starters. On both sides of the ball, including 15 letter winners. I mean, this
that's
is a team.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, they're loaded with experience.
Yep.
So it's one of those things where you got to get that start out the season hot, get a big win like this, and that's a convincing win, 52-16.
Yeah.
So they're 2-1 on the season.
That's a Troy team that a year ago was 8-2, and they just slipped up against St. Mary as the eventual state title team. You know,
like a lot of teams.
Like the best team at 1A has seen in a long time. That, you know, again, not too long ago, St. Mary's was a 3A school.
Yeah.
Dropped down to 1A.
Yeah.
And then they just roll through. But, so this was not a Troy team that is one just to look past by any stretch. That just makes that Valley Heights team, I think, even more on people's radar now.
A little statement.
A statement win, 1,000%. I agree with that because Centralia's, that first game against Centralia, you know, okay, you lose by 2 at Centralia. That's a pretty, if there is such a thing as a good loss,
yeah,
that's a good loss.
For sure.
So the ability for them to not only bounce back, but bounce back convincingly 2 weeks in a row, I think Valley Heights is a team that, yeah, we've got to keep them on our radar out of that TVO.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Valley Heights, they could make a run here. And like I said a minute ago, a little statement there. We're going to go to Troy and put it to them.
Giant Communications hotline is 785-547-3461, 785-547-3461. We will be opening that up here momentarily for Friday Night Highlights. That is where you get to call in and explain what was great about the game you were at tonight. What was convincing for your guys' team? What was convincing for, you know, maybe a specific player? That's going to be coming up here in just a little bit where you have an opportunity to call in, talk to myself and Boz, and tell us what was fun for you on this Friday evening. Boz, what scores are we still missing?
We just got Blue Valley. They get the win over Wakefield, 42-14. We still need Washington County at Lynn. And we ACCHS at Oskaloosa.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
We got Kurt running in here.
We got Washington County 48-30 over Lynn.
There we go.
Washington County moves to 2-1.
Captain Kurt Kilman just sprinting through the studios here tonight. Attaboy. So we're just missing two then?
Just one. ACCHS at Oskaloosa.
ACCHS.
I'm curious. I want to know that
one. I am very curious about that one, too. Want to know if is Oskaloosa going to, you know, again, they had a big week one. And then ACCHS, they're coming off that loss last week to JCN. So what team got their second win of the year? Make sure you give us a call for that. Giant Communications Hotline is 785-547-3461. When you need reliable, fast internet, look no further than Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. Give us a call right now if you have that score. It's not quite the Friday Night Highlights segment, but the phone lines are open.
Yeah.
Give us that score. We need to talk about that. We need to understand and know what happened over there between ACCHS and Oskaloosa. What?
There's lots of good players in high school playing football in our area. Call and tell us.
Exactly.
Give us a brag on one of the kids. Let us know what they did.
I struggle sometimes because, you know, I want people to feel comfortable calling in, and I really wonder, folks, call in and tell me, is it because you're worried I'm going to drop you like I did week one?
Yeah.
I did that a couple calls. It won't happen again, I think. give us a call. Talk to us about what's been going on, because tonight we're going to do something a little bit different, Boz.
Okay.
We're going to be giving something away.
Yeah.
During the Friday Night Highlights segment.
Let's go.
You know why?
Because nobody's calling in.
No, because nobody came up and saw us at Axtell.
That's right. Yeah. Nobody found us tonight.
Nobody found us. They found us last week.
Yep.
Did not find us this week.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be talking about where we might be at next week.
Well, we're on Axtell's side in their stands. They were pretty focused on the whooping going on.
It's fair, right, for us to give people one hint.
Sure.
Every single week, Boz is going to be touting his son's school.
That's the Friday night shirt right now.
That better be clean.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, all right.
I just threw it on the bed or on the dresser for
Waiting for it. I believe we might be actually getting our a call right now to tell us that ACCHS score. So hang on. But you're going to be wearing your North Dakota shirt.
Yep.
I'm going to start sporting my.
Oh.
Come on.
Baltimore Ravens. Come on.
My Ravens shirt and my Ravens hat. Baltimore Ravens. Let's go, Flock. Let's go, Flock. Yeah. That will be what we're sporting. That way you kind of help.
A little hint.
I mean, because the pictures we put on our social media sites, you know, I was wearing my Ravens polo.
Yeah.
Nothing?
No, I mean.
So you're like the towards the Ravens like I am towards KU then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not a hater like that. I mean, it's just the Baltimore Ravens. Like,
oh, man.
I don't know. All I hear is Lamar Jackson.
Someday. You know what we need to do now? We're going to go into some recaps here momentarily before we go to our next break, because after that next break will be Friday Night Highlights, which is what we're extremely excited about. Let's go to Sabetha. They were taking on Jeff West, and at one point in this game, Bozzy, Jeff West had the lead on Sabetha. How did that game end up?
The Sabetha Blue Jays, after going 2-0 to start this year, would be on the road to take on the Tigers of Jeff West and Meriden, who are coming into this one at 1-1 here this evening. Sabetha would kick things off with a one-yard touchdown run by Colin Middled, which would make it 7-0 Sabetha on top early in this one. Jeff West, however, would get a 17-yard touchdown pass from the backup quarterback, Thielen, to Tucker Holthouse. The two-point conversion attempt was no good, so it was 6-7, Blue Jays up by one. Sabetha would then get an 8-yard touchdown run by Cole Hinton, make it 13-6. Jeff West would counter with a 49-yard touchdown pass from Holthouse to Alex Jacobson, and the two-point conversion was successful. Jeff West had a one-point lead at that point. Sabetha, however, would get the points the rest of the way out, as they get a 29-yard touchdown run by Colin Middle, which made it 21-14, and then another 9-yard touchdown pass from Mitchell Kramer to Marcus Bauman, which put the score at 28-14 at the halftime break. After halftime, Sabetha's first drive of the second half ended with a 1-yard touchdown run by Aiden Lane, which made it 35-14. Sabetha would then get a 5-yard touchdown run on the next possession by Chase Fry. The extra point, no good, but it was 41-14 at that point. Sabetha would then get a blocked punt, which went out of the back of the end zone for a safety. Sabetha would go up 43-14. And Will Views, a backup running back, would end the scoring tonight on a 30-yard touchdown run, his second run of the game, which made it 50-14. Sabetha gets the win, here tonight. Sabetha was led on the ground by Chase Fry, one of the two starting running backs. He had 147 yards carrying the football tonight and one score as well. And then Colin Middle had 141 yards on the ground this evening as well with two touchdowns on the night. Cole Hinton finished with 39. Excuse me, Will Vues finished with 39 yards here this evening and a touchdown. Cole Hinton had 30 yards here this evening as well. Marcus Bauman had 47 yards receiving and one touchdown reception as well. And Mitchell Kramer, again, that one touchdown pass to Marcus Bauman with 81 yards passing here this evening. Sabetha goes to 3-0, goes to Minneapolis next week for their first district game. Jeff West will play at home against Hayden after falling 1-2. To the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
Thanks, Logan. Again, this is the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday night, and the phones are starting to heat up a little bit, Bozzy. I got a feeling that we're going to be having some people calling in Friday Night Highlights here in just a little bit, yeah?
Are you nervous you're going to drop
this
all?
No, not at all. Not
okay.
At all. We're excited here at Kansas Land Radio, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hey, so that was a good win there for Sabetha. A little bit of adversity in that ball game, being down by 1-14-13, but then they shut the door, move on, as business per usual for Sabetha. And then, you know, we were talking about this on the way over to the studio from Axtell to Minneapolis next week.
That's a tough.
That's a drop.
Well, it's a long drive to begin with. And Minneapolis, they're a pretty solid football team. So Sabetha's got a challenge next week. I mean, it's you can't overlook any game, but they're playing good football. And tonight, you know, like you said, we've got our halftime update, 14-13, I think, or 14, was it 14-14?
It was 14-13, and I don't think that was the halftime score, but that was just...
Maybe that was just an update that we got.
In the second quarter,
well,
yeah.
I kind of, my jaw dropped a little bit, because I thought Sabetha would kind of run away with that a little bit, and they did in the second half. They got after it. So maybe a little slow start, but Minneapolis next week, I think that's going to be a big game for Sabetha.
Big game coming up for Sabetha. How about a big game tonight over in Atchison, the Phoenix? 2-0 on the season, trying to make it 3-0. Tom Couch has an update for you. I'll tell you one thing, it was very lopsided tonight.
It was homecoming 2023 for the Atchison Phoenix tonight as they played host in Amelia Earhart Stadium to the Harmon Hawks out of the Meadowlark League. For Atchison, they started fast and they finished strong, scoring on 10 of their first 11 possessions. Found themselves leading 77-0 in the third quarter, winning at 77-7. For AHS, their quarterback Trey Carter, four touchdown passes. J.Z. Kelly, a 52-yard reception and a 33. Eric Smith III, a 12-yard TD catch, and Zamar Hernandez took one in from three. For Jaden Carter, the running back, three TD runs of 12, 7, and 28 yards. Atchison rounded out the scoring with a couple of punt returns for scores. One by Zamar Hernandez from 47 yards out, Lance Norris from 52, and then a 19-yard run by Chris Bennett. And late in the game, Yogi Purdy came in to quarterback the club, hit Zydrone Mays on a 16-yard score. Atchison's record continues to be perfect. The Phoenix are now 3-0 and go back on the road next week. 2023 homecoming in the books for Atchison. Final score here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, Phoenix 77, the Harmon Hawks 7. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, domination there tonight by the Phoenix. 77-7, up 70-0 at halftime. Wow. Atchison moves to 3-0. Jared Sleppy, he hit the road and found some rain. Went down to Perry to see how Nemaha Central and Perry Lecompton in a big seven-league matchup went. Well, let's hear what happened. That one, another shutout here on the evening.
The Nemaha Central Thunder blank the Perry Lecompton Cause on the road. Final score 26-0. Love it was thanks to Carter Hike, the sophomore quarterback. He was your player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. He got the scoring started with his arm in the first quarter with a 19-yard pass to Sam Nordis. And that was after a Cooper Kramer interception. Hike would then get rushing touchdowns of 69 and 26 yards in length to put them at bay before the half. In the second half, it was all about game management and limiting mistakes. And the Thunder did a pretty good job of that, aside from one fumble and a couple of penalties. But other than that, they didn't allow any points. And they remain undefeated on the regular season and in Big 7 play as well. Once again, your final score from Perry. It was Nemaha Central 26, Perry of the Compton 0. This is Jared Sluppy from the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Jared. And again, a game, Bonds, that Nemaha Central, take care of business, do what you need to do, and now they've got a 16-game winning streak.
Well, we've talked to Coach Gladsick, and he's said it's one game at a time, and that's what Nemaha Central is doing right now. They're just going to wherever they got to go. They're getting the wins. They're moving on step by step. And, we talked a little bit about it last week. You can't look too far ahead, but
you're seven.
Yeah, a week seven or eight. I'll check it out in a sec. But that's got to be it's looming. But they're doing a nice job. They're taking it one game at a time.
How could you not? I mean, you're a former coach. Boz has coached at multiple schools, multiple sports. How do you, as a coach, continually get that into your kids' head? Don't focus on what's ahead. Focus on tonight.
Well, it's every day at practice. This is the game. It's Friday night. This is what we focus on. You've got scouting reports. You got scout team. And quite honestly, when you're coaching, you don't have a whole lot of time to look down the road because you're so focused on that game right at hand, that Friday night. So it's just a day-by-day thing. And you can't really ever mention, we got to do this because we need it 3 weeks from now.
Sure.
This is what we're doing this week.
Right. All right. So week three, key matchups that we've had. Holton at home against Hiawatha. Some of the prep that we did leading up to that was in discussion about how Holton has not lost to Hiawatha since 2001. That was on our Friday Night Fever. Don't forget that as you're going to your games, listen in on the MSC Sports Radio Network to Friday Night Fever, where they highlight every single game. Jared Sluppy, Brandon Tabman today. Justin Fluke filled in for B-Tad because he was at the Walnut Festival. Is that what he did?
I don't even know what it was.
Something out in Winfield.
Winfield.
Yeah. Walnut Festival or something like that. So, B-Tad, if you're tuning in, hope the walnuts are good. So, Holton took care of business against Hiawatha tonight. Perry LeCompton at home versus Nemaha was a big key matchup for us. Nemaha Central took care of business. Axtell at home against Clifton Clyde, we kind of pumped that up to be a big-time game. Axtell took care of business pretty handily. Frankfort at home against Linden was one of our top five, and Linden hung 70 on Frankfort, beat him 70-24. But we did get one game right, I feel like. Jeff County North at Wabunsee.
Yeah.
We highlighted as a big-time game, and the only reason why we did not go to that game just because of the location.
Travel
time. We wouldn't have lasted past maybe the first quarter before we had to get back in the truck and come up.
Yeah, you drive an hour or so to see the first quarter. And it's awesome being at the games to see the kids and what's going on. We can come back and talk about it. But that was just a hard one. There's no way we could do that.
But JCN gets the dub.
And if you look at it, our key matchups, we had five of them. We've got one right. You're right. I'll give it to you one time. But that was a big-time game, Jeff County North. I was impressed when we watched them last week against ACCHS. This kind of solidifies my view that I might jump on the wagon with you, Jake.
Hey,
you
picked them early.
I'm impressed. Jeff County North really having a nice season. And again, can't look too far ahead. You just got to win the games that you got. And they did that tonight against Wabunsee.
Well, right now it's time for us to take another break. We come back, though. It's Friday Night Highlights. Give us a call. Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Friday Night Highlights coming up next.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong.
This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Boz, you know what time it is?
It's time for Friday Night Highlights.
Friday Night Highlights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Well, I tell you, we've been asking and asking and asking, and as they say, ask and you shall receive, right, Boz?
That's right.
All right, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, and we've got our first caller here for Friday Night Highlights this evening. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Paul Mendez. Paul Mendez, you're from Hiawatha, you say, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you call in, and you want to chat a little bit about the game you were at tonight. Tell everybody where you were at and why you were there.
Well, we were at Valley Falls, Kansas, doing the Horton Valley Falls game, and we were refereeing. We actually, our crew's with me. And,
well, shout out to the whole crew. Go ahead and give me their names.
Yeah. Evans Willicky, Marcus Heller, Darcy Zimmerman, and Robert Bailey.
All right. Well, good evening to everybody from that crew. What stood out for you guys there over at Valley Falls?
Well, there's a quarterback kind of took over the game and just went, I don't know what he had for yardage or passing yards, but he's a pretty little sharp kid. His name was Zach Evans. Is that his name?
Yeah, Zach Evans, quarterback for Valley Falls.
Really good kid and very polite. Yeah.
Well, phenomenal. How long you guys been officiating as a crew?
Oh, God. I've been officiating for close to 30-some years.
God bless you.
And let's see, me and Evans been together for, what, 15? Yeah, there, he honked the horn for you. We went by.
There we go. Driving by the studio, honking horn.
That's right.
Yeah, you told us to give you a honk.
We heard it, I promise you.
Like I said, you know, you heard the old wrestler Cody Rhodes, he says, KNTA radio station, what would you like to talk about?
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate you guys officiating. I know it's a tough job, and there's such a big shortage of officials nowadays. We really appreciate you guys hanging with it for so long.
Yeah. Well, this was my last year for doing Friday night games anyway. And then I got just one more year of basketball and I'm done. Now I'm going to keep doing softball as long as I can, as long as my body will allow it.
Well, like, just like Boz said, and I'm sure I'm alongside of the thousands of people that enjoy going to a game on Friday night. Thank you guys for doing that, because again, without you guys, there's no games.
Yeah. Well, we enjoy it. And we enjoy the kids, so that's the main thing. That's the most important thing, is enjoying the kids.
Well, Paul, I did tease that there was a prize going to be given out, didn't I, Boz?
Yeah, you did.
I did. And that's because nobody came up to us in Axtell. So, Paul, I'm going to treat you guys to a $50 gift certificate to Jet's Pizza in Holton. And so hopefully you and your crew can...
I like it.
Go ahead and
you. That was Evan's Willicky there. He just made his day. Like, he needs pizza like I need a hole in the head.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you and the you can take the crew down there and you guys enjoy some nice pizza sometime, either on your way to a game or on a weekend or something. But thank you so much for listening and for calling in, and ultimately for officiating. Yeah, boss.
Absolutely.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime.
All right, Paul, we appreciate it. Drive safe.
Thank you.
How do I get my gift certificate?
Oh, Paul, I'll be getting a hold of you. Don't you worry.
Okay, you have my phone number?
I got your number, buddy.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that was Paul Mendez and his crew calling on their way home from a phenomenal game that they had over in Valley Falls.
Yeah. No, that was it was a good game. It was really close. They pulled away at the end, but you know, here's what's cool. That's what we like about the Friday night highlights. Just tell us what happened at the game you were at. This was the officiating crew. It wasn't a parent or a fan sitting in the stands, but you can do the same thing. Just call and tell us. Brag about a kid and what they did or how good of a game the team had.
The Giant Communications Hotline is open and available to you. Phone number is 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline. When you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications. Visit them online to see how they can serve you at www.giantcomm.net. I was getting caught up on their phone number. You can call them, too. It's 785-362-9331. That's Giant Communications on the Giant Communications Hotline. The hotline is still open, so feel free to give us a call here for a few more moments. Tell us about what was exciting for you. Big shout out there to Zach Evans, quarterback for Valley Falls. It's always interesting and great when you get people that are not just fans of the game that are recognizing good play.
Well, and here's the thing I noticed, you know, the officials, they've got a tough job. You know, they're officiating the game. They're trying to keep things fair. And when a kid stands out, as what I noticed, what he said was very polite young man. He's a heck of a football player, very polite to the officials. And I love hearing that.
Absolutely. So, Zach Evans, big shout-out to you, young man, for not only being a great player, but a great dude and being polite and respectful to the officials as well. Hey, while we're still going along here, again, 785-547-3461, Giant Communications Hotline, if you want to talk about the game you were at tonight. We got the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball that we will be giving away a little bit later on here in the show. We've got some nominees already so far. Boz, you want to let us know about those?
We talked earlier, Brandon Schmelzy. That was the game we were at. 4 for 7 passing for 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown, two rushing touchdowns. So Brandon Schmelzy, Axtell, had a great game. Drake Mellies, Jackson Heights, 200 total yards. He had 4 rushing TDs.
Yeah.
Also had a punt return for a touchdown.
Do it all.
That's really what we've got, those two right now.
So the Giant Communications Hotline, once again, 785-547-3461. Call us if you've got a player that you want to nominate for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball as well here this evening. We got to get to our scores one more time before we go to our next break. Boz, you want to give us a quick rundown of what happened here this
evening?
All
right, let's go real quick. Blue Valley gets the win at Wakefield, 42-14. Hanover, big-time win for them, 28-26 over Osborne. Linden at Frankfort took it to them, 70-24. Maranatha gets the victory, 52-6 over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde falls tonight at Axtell, 52-6. Washington County comes on top of Lynn, 48-30. Jeff County North gets a 2-point victory, 36-34 over Wabunsee. Centralia, they take it to Onega tonight, 48-6. Valley Heights, they get the win, 52-16 at Troy. Nemaha Central takes care of business tonight at Perry Compton, 26-0. Sabetha also taking care of business at Jefferson West, 50-14. Royal Valley gets the win, 38-16 at Riverside.
Hiawatha Falls to Holton, 47-14. Horton, we just mentioned that one, at Valley Falls. They lose 34-24. ACCHS at Oskaloosa. That was the score we were missing. Just got it a few minutes ago. ACCHS, they get the win 26-20.
Big win.
That was a big win for them. They were 1-1. You know, we talked about the game that we saw a couple weeks ago, or I guess that was last week, at it was at Effingham, but it was JCN, ACCHS, tough night for ACCHS, but they bounce back tonight, get a big win, 26-20 over Oskaloosa. Jackson Heights, they put it to Pleasant Ridge, 45-14. Moore Hill Mount Academy, they fall to McLeod, 52-12. Atchison, all over Casey Harmon tonight, 77-7. And then the last score that we got, 21-8 over Chapman. So I think we've got all the scores that we need. We're kind of waiting around for some, but I think we've got all of them right now. And again, we kind of talked about it, Jake, with some scores and things that were going on, big games. Just real quick, Hanover at Osborne, 28-26, really good game there. Jeff County, North of Wabunsee, 36-34. Those were probably the big games that were tight, that were really, really close.
Right. Big-time games. And, again, people that just look at scores, not always does the score dictate how the game went, but a lot of times it does. And tonight I felt like there were some games that were probably closer than what the score emulated, but then there was also some games where it was a easily handled game that the scores reflect exactly that as well.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know,
double-edged sword, I guess.
Well, one that jumps out at me, we've already mentioned it tonight, but the Frankfurt game, I mean, Linden 70-24. Obviously, that wasn't a very close game. But again, that's why we need people to call in. Tell us, what was the score at halftime?
Exactly.
Was it 24-20 at halftime? And then Linden put it all together and took it to him in the second half. But hard to tell just from the scores where it's at. But there was a lot of points put on the board by a lot of teams. I mean, Maranatha drops 52 on Donovan West.
Massive.
We mentioned Jackson Heights.
Which,
45.
By the way, sorry to interrupt, but that's the first time that Donovan West has lost to Maranatha.
Wow.
Maranatha was, or D West was 8-0 against Maranatha.
They're having a tough start to the season. 0-3, but
if there's one positive, though, you see where they got to play tonight? Turf Field Highland Community College. I mean, Friday Night Lights on turf.
That's not a bad deal.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, game didn't end up the way they wanted it, but at least, you know, have some fun.
I'm guessing when they go in the locker room afterwards, nobody said, oh, that was cool, playing on the turf. We just got killed. But
I played on turf one time, and we lost that game as well. Bishop Miege, circa 2009. And that's when Bishop Miege was, just as good as they are now. Tim Grenhart, head coach of the Stags back then, former Chiefs player, if anybody remembers that. Well, hey, we got another break to get to. We come back, more Lucrate Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees to get to you. 785-547-3461 is the Giant Communications hotline. Give us a shout. Tell us about someone you want to nominate for the game ball, or you want to talk about the game that you went to tonight, how fun it was, what stuck out to you. And we've got to get to week 4 schedule and key matchups in week number 4. Plenty still to get to here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz rolls on after this.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
This is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences.
Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIP.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers: time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Here once again for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and a great night of some games. We got some final scores to get through for you.
All right, here we go. Last time with the scores, Blue Valley at Wakefield. Blue Valley gets the win 42-14. Hanover picks up the win 28-26 over Osborne. Linden puts it to Frankfurt tonight 70-24. Maranatha, they get the win over Donovan West 52-6. Clifton Clyde falls to Axtell 52-6. Washington County gets a victory 48-30 over Lynn. Jeff County North, they pick up a big win 36-34 at Wabunsee. Centralia, they take it to Onega 48-6. Valley Heights gets the win over Troy 52-16. Nemaha Central 26-0 over Perry Lecompton. Sabetha, they get the win 50-14 over Jefferson West. Royal Valley, they get the win over Riverside 38-16. Hiawatha, they fall to Holton 47-14. Horton, they lose tonight at Valley Falls 34-24.
Valley Falls?
Valley Falls.
I love it.
ACCHS, they get the big win tonight 26-20 over Oskaloosa. Jackson Heights rolling 45-14 over Pleasant Ridge. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they fall to McLeod 52-12. Casey Harmon at Atchison. Atchison just rolling it 77-7. We don't get to say a score like that very often. 77 points. And the last score, Marysville over Chapman 21-8.
77 points in a game, you would think that's eight-man football.
You would. High-scoring game.
Right.
Yeah. But no, they're putting a lot of points on the board.
That's 11-man. 70 of that in the first half. Insane. Phoenix doing some great things. Tom Couts had that recap for you a little bit ago. Do have a kind of a simulated recap, if you will, from Holton and Hiawatha. Came in from Justin Fluke. Earlier on, Holton was up 47-0 after three quarters. Hiawatha had just one first down in the first three quarters and less than 25 total yards entering into the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
Holton was led by Kyler Jackson, who scored two touchdowns. Corbin Wilson, sophomore for Holton, added two touchdowns in the third quarter and made five out of six PATs. Eli Hallauer rushed with 95 yards, including a 68-yard touchdown run as well for Holton in that game against Hiawatha. Well, I want to go into some district action here a little bit because, Bozzy, districts begin a week from tonight.
It's crazy to me that districts are right around the corner. And you know, not that the first three games aren't important, but we mentioned it briefly a little bit ago.
Right.
These first three games, that's kind of the stair step into district. So if you're struggling those first three games, you go into district play without any success. And that's a big hole to dig out of. So district's right around the corner.
Giant Communications Hotline is still open, 785-547-3461 for the Giant Communications Hotline when you need reliable, fast internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Visit their website to see how they can help you at www.giantcomm.net to see how they can service your area. If you want to give us a call and tell us who you want on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations, we got about four nominees right now. We will be giving that away here in just a little bit from now. But back to district action. We're going to start all the way down at the bottom tier. But not bottom tier as far as quality, but just bottom tier as far as level. So eight-man Division II that we have area teams competing in. In eight-man Division II, check out District number 3. That's Axtell, Frankfort, Blue Valley, Randolph, Lynn, Hanover, Donovan West, all area teams that we cover, and top four move on into the playoffs. Axtell, Frankfort, Blue Valley, Randolph, and Lynn currently sit in that those top-tier spots at the moment. But Hanover, we talked about them. They got a huge win over Osborne tonight. And does that parlay into district play starting next week?
Well, it definitely could. I mean, if anything, just a massive confidence boost for them that they beat Osborne. That's a team that has given them fits and in the past, and they got a really hard schedule. So for them to get that win tonight, that was so big. They're now sitting 1-2. They're tied with Lynn at 1-2. Blue Valley Randolph's 2-1. Frankfort, they are 2-1. Axel's 3-0. So you kind of got a little logjam in the middle. So.
Yeah.
It's just
who's going to go up, who's going to go down.
Exactly, yeah. And Hanover made a big step tonight, moving themselves in that position.
Right. Obviously, it wasn't a district game, but it's just one of those games to, again, in your mindset as a team, as a collective group, how you are able to enhance your play going into district play. And so Axtell is going to be, again, everybody going into district play starting next week will be big time. Because Axtell, they travel to Lynn. To start off district play, Blue Valley Randolph, they go to Hanover. So there's one right there. Blue Valley Randolph's 2-1, and Hanover's 1-2. That could immediately flip the script a little bit, get Hanover back up there. Also in district play, Donovan West and Frankfort. Sorry, Donovan West sitting at the bottom, 0-3 overall. First week of district play, Frankfort trying to get back on the winning track. Starting next week as well. We're going to move up now to eight-man division number 1. And only two local schools in this district, number 5, in eight-man division 1. Clifton Clyde, the Eagles, their first loss of the season tonight against Axtell. They're in the same district as Bennington, El Saline, who El Saline defeated Hanover last week. They are in the same district as Lincoln, Mankato, Rock Hills, and then Washington County. But you look at that alone right there, pretty good, decent logjam for overall records anyway.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, at Washington County, they get the win tonight, so they're sitting 2-1. Clifton Clyde now 2-1. El Saline, that's a really good team as well.
Yeah.
Bennington, Lincoln, that is a tough, tough district.
Tough district in eight-man Division One. That kicks off next week with Clifton Clyde taking on, guess who, Washington County in the first week of district play. So that alone kicks off districts.
It does not get easy.
No.
Every week, it's just going to be a battle.
So that's eight-man division number 1. Let's go to 1A, where we've got three districts that we will be watching throughout this season. We'll start at the top in district number 3. That's got JCN, McLouth, Oskaloosa, Mission Valley, St. Mary's, and Valley Falls in that district. JCN, perfect 3-0. But look who's right behind them. The McLouth Bulldogs, 3-0 in that, for overall record in that district. Oskaloosa, they fell tonight. They're 1-2. Valley Falls got their first win of the year. They're 1-2. And so as we head into district play next week with any KL action, JCN, they've got a big time matchup week one of the district. Guess who they're playing?
McLouth.
That's going to be a staple game for next week.
How you like to kick your districts off with the two top teams in the district.
Yikes.
That's your first game to start it out. Now, you know, the districts, they go for quite a few weeks, and you play everybody in there, so it's basically five games, and top three get to move on, right? Or is that four? Top four. So,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't really – now, I won't say it doesn't matter, because it does. I mean, you want to win the district and, you know, move on that way, but – McLouth and Jeff North, two of the top teams right now, facing off next week to get things started.
I mean, JCN is a top five team in the state. They knocked off number four team in the state tonight in Wabunsee.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you right now that McLouth is nipping at the heels right now of that top five ranking.
They've got to be. I mean, if you're sitting in that others mentioned category and you get a win like that tonight, or excuse me, McLouth with the win, they've got to be right there. And I'm telling you what, though, we talked about Jeff County North a lot. They're a favorite for us.
Yeah,
I said us. You like?
I like that.
I'm on the way.
You jumped on?
Well, I got two.
Okay.
So I'm Frankfurt. I'm staying with them, but little piece with JCN.
Dude, they let a little bit of air out of their back tire, and now you're like,
No, I'm not jumping ship. I'm just saying, I'm a fan of JCN too.
All right,
I can be both.
This is no different than what we used to broadcast. Share the love.
There's lots of good teams. It's hard to pick just one. Why we got to pick one?
I know. But we're picking dark horses, teams that didn't get much love or had very little love, and or a team like McLouth that's coming out of nowhere.
So if they keep rolling, are you going to jump onto the McLouth wagon a little bit? JCN?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would jump them over JCN.
I'm going to split the wagon. I'm going to hang on left-hand Frankfurt, right-hand JCN. That's what we're doing.
I'm down for that.
All right.
So that's District 3 in 1A. Big-time matchup next week, JCN and McLouth. And that game is going to be at, as I'm trying to find, it's going to be at JCN. So a big-time home, that might be a homecoming game, too. I have to check into that. But can you imagine that being your homecoming game?
Yeah.
Top spot on districts on the line in week number one of districts. All right, district number four in 1A. One that is, again, we've got some perfect teams at the top. Centralia, 3-0 on the year. Jackson Heights, I mean, the fighting Drake Mellies is right now. Perfect, 3-0. Riverside now at 1-2. Troy, 1-2. And Onega, 0-3. And so district four last year, you saw a Jackson Heights team that started the season off 3-0, and then they lost four straight in district play. And Jackson Heights is kicking off districts this year against
Riverside.
It's a revenge game is what I'm being told, because a year ago it was Jackson Heights. They went to Riverside and Riverside knocked them off. And that was that began the slide of four straight games for the Cobras. And so now it's going to be homecoming for Jackson Heights. It's a home game, first week of districts.
Yeah, it is a huge, huge game for them. Like you said, you always remember those games where you get upset or you should go somewhere, you should get the win, and it keeps the momentum going. They lost that game, and it just things went south. Honestly, they went on a skid and could not recover. Maybe it wasn't just that game, but that started the doubt, you know. And then you drop a few more, and you can't go back and fix that stuff. So that's a big game from Jackson Heights.
And then at the top of District 4, we're talking Centralia. Well, they are going to be playing against Troy. Well, there's a little history there as well. Both of those teams ended up losing to St. Mary's, eventual state champion, a year ago in the playoffs. And Centralia now has to travel to Troy. A year ago, Bozzy, it was a one-point game between Troy and Centralia, with Centralia, the Panthers, nudging out the Trojans by a point. This year, it's in Troy. Troy's coming off of a kind of a big loss tonight.
Yeah.
Next week. Centralia, though, they've kind of been rolling. They had the early week one win against Valley Heights. That was a test for them. But then they take care of business last Saturday. They take care of business tonight. So that is, again, one of our potential big-time matchups.
Well, it is. I mean, that's the thing with Troy. They dropped one tonight. They'd like to have that one back. But here's the thing. Centralia, they always have a target. I mean, if you can beat Centralia, then you feel like you've accomplished something good. And that's going to be a test for them next week, going up against Centralia. They're 3-0. They're having a really good season as well.
They're Centralia.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Year in, year out.
You have to beat them.
You've got to beat them. And yep. Centralia knows that. I mean, if you were born and raised in Centralia, I mean, just look at Michael Gladsick as a prime example. We interviewed him preseason show, and he says, well, I was born and raised. I played in Centralia. I understand what it means and what it feels like to have a target on your back. That doesn't change
for
Centralia.
Year after year. If you want to go a long ways in playoffs, you've got to get through Centralia.
1,000%, and Centralia looking to make another deep run. They made it to sub-state last year before falling to St. Mary's, the eventual state champion in 1A. Going down to district number 5 now, and that's Wabunsee, who took it on the chin a little bit tonight in a close one against JCN. They fall to 2-1. They're in the same district as Smith Center, Sacred Heart, Republic County, and then there's the Mustangs. Valley Heights coming in at 2-1 now on the season as they head into district play next week. Valley Heights starts off their district play at Republic County, who is 0-3 on the season. And so Valley Heights, big win tonight against Troy.
That is a really big win. We just talked about the momentum that you can gain moving into district play, and they're going to be sitting right there with Wabunsee. Wabunsee 2-1, Valley Heights 2-1. They've got to feel confident with that win tonight.
Absolutely. So that's the matchup next week as district plays get underway. 2A now, where we've got a couple teams that we're going to be talking about in District 4 in just a second. But in District number 3, this one, my friend, I feel like is up for grabs. Atchison County Community High School, ACCHS, big win tonight to come off of that after that loss to JCN last week. They're 2-1. Pleasant Ridge, they fell today to Jackson Heights. They're now 1-2. But then you got the Highway 24 powerhouses in Rossville and Silver Lake, and then Mar Hill Mounts Academy, all in District 3.
Yeah, and we don't know what Rossville coming into tonight. They were 1-1. Silver Lake was 1-1. Not sure who they play. We haven't seen any scores on those two teams. But, yeah, those are teams you have to go through as well. We just talked about that with Centralia. Rossville, Silver Lake, those are always two teams that are going to be making deep runs in playoffs, that sort of thing. So you mentioned Atchison County. That was a big win for them as well tonight, just to get things back on track. And that's going to be an interesting district with ACCHS, Rossville, and Silver Lake.
Absolutely. I mean, Pleasant Ridge is in there next week as district play gets started. Pleasant Ridge will take on Mar Hill Mounts Academy, but ACCHS at Rossville next week. That game right there, I think, could be – okay, that's clearing up the lenses a little bit about maybe where's ACCHS at in this district. Is Rossville the Rossville of old? They don't have any Horaks, I don't think, on their team anymore. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, the fighting Horaks as they were for like 5, 6, 7 years.
Winning state titles right and left.
And scoring 80 points a game. So ACCHS, big test for them next week as they hit the road to go on Highway 24.
Well, I know last year for Rossville, it wasn't the season they wanted. Maybe you could consider it a little dip, but I know they're a good football team, well coached. They've got good kids. They got good players. That is going to be a big matchup.
Big time there in 2A District 3. District 4 is the one that I feel like it's going to be all across the state. People are going to be focusing on. It's got Minneapolis. It's got Riley County. And then it's got three local teams. Nemaha Central, ranked number 1. Sabetha, ranked number 2. And Horton, all in that district. That one, coming into tonight, Minneapolis was 2-0. Sabetha's got to go to Minneapolis next week for the first week of district play. Is that a battle of unbeatens? I don't know.
I don't know about Minneapolis tonight. I don't know what their score was. We don't follow that, obviously. But that's if Minneapolis wins tonight, Sabetha's 3-0, Minneapolis 3-0. Sabetha's got to go to their place.
Yeah.
And the thing with Sabetha, you look at it, you've got to get through Minneapolis. Riley County was 1-1 coming into tonight, so not real sure with Riley County. But going through Minneapolis, and then you've got Nemaha Central in your district as well. It's just a tough, tough road for Sabetha.
And then also out of that district, we've got Nemaha Central playing at home against Horton. Horton, they lost tonight to Valley Falls. They fall to 0-3 on the season. Nemaha Central, a big win on the road at Perry Lecompton. So, again, that's kind of what we were talking about a little bit, was week by week, keeping your head focused on each game at hand. But for Nemaha Central at home against a Horton team that's a little bit, as far as record-wise and able to put points up, you know, there's a separation between those two right now anyway. And so we'll have to see how that works next week. But Nemaha Central, I feel like, is one that's just going to try and take care of business. What you got?
Well, I just got a score update that came in via text from a good friend of mine. Southeast of Saline, which has been a very, very good football team, they beat Minneapolis tonight 60-6.
Yo.
And here's the thing. Minneapolis was 2-0. It's hard to tell.
Correct.
You know, is Southeast still a powerhouse and just flat out took it to him?
I mean, Southeast of Saline steamrolled Hanover just a week or so ago and took it to him. So
yeah.
Is El Saline that powerhouse, or is Minneapolis not as good as the record might show?
We'll find out next week.
We'll find out
when Sabetha goes to play him. Yeah.
Absolutely. Long bus ride, a lot of distractions on a trip like that, but I fully expect Sabetha to go down and take care of business.
I do too. I mean, I think Sabetha's a real confident team right now. We've mentioned it before. They've got the pieces to really make some noise. So that'll be a really good test for them.
So that's 2A. Again, District 3 has got ACCHS, Pea Ridge, Marhill Mounts Academy, Rossville, Silver Lake. District 4, the juggernaut district of our area, Minneapolis, Nemaha, Sabetha, Riley County, and Horton. Now we go to 3A and District number 4, where you got Topeka Hayden, who looks like the Hayden of old, Jeff West, Perry Lecompton, Holton, and Royal Valley. The two teams on the bottom of that list coming into tonight, overall record-wise, each pick up a win. So there's no longer a winless team in this district now, as Holton and Royal Valley both pick up wins tonight. But you got Perry Lecompton at 1-2, Jeff West at 1-2, and Hayden a perfect 3-0.
Yeah, Topeka Hayden, I mean, in that district, they're probably the favorite. They, like you said, they look like Topeka Hayden that was a juggernaut years ago, probably the favorite there. But then, you know, it's really wide open. I figured, you know, Perry Lecompton's sitting at 1-2, Holton's at 1-2, Royal Valley's at 1-2. Man, a lot of things can happen right here. I'm interested to see how this shakes out. I think Holton, they got that first win tonight. It's a team that doesn't have a whole lot of varsity experience, so we anticipated this. It was going to take a little bit of time for them to start working through that, put it together tonight, got a win. They can build on that over the next three games. But you got to look. That's an interesting district.
That's District 4 and 3A. District 5 and 3A has got Clay Center, Hiawatha, Rock Creek, Concordia, and Marysville, with Marysville picking up their first win of the year, Hiawatha dropping to 1-2, Clay Center a perfect 3-0. So District 5, and I just got to say, I know everybody has to take the rotation with it, you know, as every two-year cycle or whatever it is, but Hiawatha's got to travel quite a bit in their district.
They do. They go a long ways. They've got a lot of road miles. And, you know, here's the thing with Hiawatha, I feel bad. You look at that team, they have, man, injuries have just really hurt them the last several years. And I think expectations were probably higher this year. They had some pieces there, and then you lose your quarterback right off the bat, and it's just kind of back to that struggle, fighting through that stuff. But I'm going to tell you, Clay Center.
Look out.
Wow. Clay Center is a really, really good football team. They competed last year deep into the playoffs, lost to Andale.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loses to Andale. But,
what?
Yeah, that's your story. But, yeah, Clay Center's the team right there, and then it's up for grabs. Rock Creek, down a little bit from last year, so see what happens there.
I think Rock Creek's about to explode and be a 4 or 5A school here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, they're growing fast.
Growing fast. That's all of our districts and what we're keeping tabs on throughout this season. Every week we will rehash each district, what's going on in there, and what your local team is looking like in that district. Going right into our week 4 schedule now, but before we do that, I guess, let's do our Lucre Chiropractic updated game ball nominees. Go ahead and give them to us, boss.
All right, I'm going to roll through all the nominees that we have right now. Brandon Schmelsley from Axtell, he was 4-for-7 for 111 yards passing with 2 touchdowns. He also had 2 rushing touchdowns tonight for Axtell. Heck of a game by Brandon Schmelsley. Go to Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies, 200 total yards on the night. He had 4 rushing touchdowns. Also had a punt return for a touchdown. Sabetha's running back, Chase Fry, he had 147 yards on the ground with a touchdown. Carson Spoontz for Valley Heights quarterback, he had two rushing TDs tonight, an 84-yard touchdown run and a 23-yard touchdown run. So that's Carson Spoontz for Valley Heights. And then we got a nomination here. I like this one, Jake. I like give some love to the boys up front. Valley Heights offensive line, they got a shout-out tonight for the game ball. Valley Heights had three different rushers over 100 yards tonight. That's all. That's
can't
your offensive line.
Guys up front.
You got to have your horses up front. They did a nice job, the offensive line for Valley Heights.
All right, those are your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We will award that after our last break, but we're going to go through our Week 4 schedule and our games that we're focusing on here this next week. So starting off here on the collegiate side of things, Benedictine coming off a loss to Graceland last week. They're taking on Peru State, another three-point loss for BC. The Ravens now sitting at 1-2, but like we talked about, Boz, they could easily be 3-0.
They've lost two games by 3 points. So Benedictine, they're right on the verge of well, I shouldn't say of doing something great because they're sitting 1-2, but
right.
You know, they could pretty easily be 3-0.
BC taking on Peru State tomorrow. Peru State 0-3 overall, but similar situation, a little bit like BC. Overtime loss to Hastings. They lose to Baker by 19, but then a loss to Mid-American Nazarene by just a point. Tomorrow's game might be a good game between BC and Peru State.
Yeah, I think it should be a really good game. I think Benedictine, they've got a little axe to grind losing these close games, so I would think Benedictine would be pretty fired up to play this game. But if you're Peru State, you're right on the edge of getting that first notch in the win column, so that's going to be big for them as well.
You can hear that game on 93.7 FM KAIR with Tom Couts, the voice of the Ravens. Highland Community College taking on Iowa Western. Highland 1-2 on the year, lost to Dodge City, the Conks, last week, 14-7 in a tight one. Iowa Western has taken care of some business this year. They just knocked off Garden City last week, 44-27. So Highland trying to get back to even on the year, and a long road trip for them here tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, Iowa Western, that win against Garden City, been a Garden City Community College, typically a strong program.
They, you know them
they
pretty
were,
well.
Yeah, know them pretty well. They've had some good runs over the years, but you know, Iowa Western beats Garden City 44-27. So again, hey, that's the thing though, Highland, they're looking to get back to even here. They're 1-2. Tough loss last week. Maybe they can get it done against Iowa Western.
Division One, we're going to go right into your favorite team.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, 2-0, Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah.
I didn't see what you wrote that down. Unranked 2-0, Kansas. They're getting votes.
They're getting there.
They're getting votes. They got wins over Missouri State and the last place team in the Big Ten, Illinois.
Oh, my, there it was.
They're averaging 41 points a game. But over 530 yards a game, Bob, I'll let you take this over.
Well, hey,
it's your team.
This is my team. Yeah, I'm telling you what, they're doing a lot of good things early in the season. 41 points a game. They're averaging 530 yards of offense per game. They're pretty balanced right now, which is great. And that's with two different quarterbacks. Bean was in, and then Jalen Daniels. They've got 276 yards passing per game and 253 rushing.
I think
yards.
That stat sticks out to me more than anything else. Devin Neal doing some work.
Oh, absolutely.
They got some hosses up front, though. Again, you're only as good as your offensive line, right?
Exactly. And they had some injuries on the line last year, but you know, things are looking good for the Hawks. We're going to keep it going with the win over Nevada.
Kurt glared at you when you're talking about KU. I'm right there with you, Cap. Yeah,
we're going to bring Seth back to sit in that side because he's waved the wheat.
Last week. We don't need that happening in here.
Well, they should get the win at Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada's 0-2.
Struggling.
They lost to USC, which is top-ranked team, and then Idaho. I mean, they've lost by 30, 40 points every game. Now, I'm not saying you don't ever want to overlook anything.
I mean, 99-20 is the total scores for them throughout the year so far.
Yeah, their offense is struggling. Nevada used to have a pretty solid team a couple years ago. I remember I actually went to K-State and watched K-State play Nevada
that
here 2 years
game.
Ago.
That was a hot game.
It was awfully warm on the west side with the sun.
You got to see my son just beat. Sweat beads go rolling down, and
yeah,
poor two-year-old.
Yep, let's go, Rock Chalk, get to 3-0.
All right, KU taking on Nevada tomorrow. K-State tomorrow at Mizzou, kickoff at 11 o'clock. You can hear that on 103.9 FM and 92.1 as well, here part of Learfield and K-State Sports Radio Network. K-State 2-0, ranked 15th, with wins over SEMO and Troy. Biggest thing for them, averaging 43.5 points a game. The offense is just doing what it needs to do. But the defense for Kansas State again, look at the quality of opponents that they are facing. But the defense for Kansas State has really, really played very, very well this year. Pretty much blanking Troy in the second half last week and then shutting out SEMO the week before. So K-State, just like the days in the Bill Snyder era, defense is the focus, and that's what they need to have tomorrow against Missouri, a team they beat 40-12 a year ago. But did you see what Missouri's head coach threw a little shade at Colin Klein this past week?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a little bit of shade and like kind of asking, like, who is he? Kind of reminded me of when Les Miles said, who is K-State in the postgame locker room a few years back.
I don't know if he should be talking shade on K-State's Colin Klein. I mean, K-State's offense averaging 492 yards per game.
Yeah.
Missouri, their offense is only putting up 376
right
a game. So I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah. Missouri's 2-0 with wins over South Dakota, Middle Tennessee State. So Mizzou trying to take down K-State tomorrow. I look for the Cats to move on to 3-0, just like you look to see KU move on to 3-0. And then finally in the college Division I, Nebraska trying to get their first win of the year, taking on Northern Illinois. They need a big-time win. They're 0-2.
They've got to get a win. I am not a Nebraska fan, but
yeah.
I've got a lot of buddies that are, and it's just the struggle bus. They just cannot get a win. This is an opportunity for them. Northern Illinois, they're 1-1 on the season. Northern Illinois, though, they beat Boston College in overtime to start out their season. Then they fall last week to Southern Illinois, 14-11. So Northern Illinois, I think Nebraska may be able to get the win against them. For the Husker Nation, I just want to see them get a win.
GBR, go Big Red.
That's right.
We don't say that often, but, yeah, get that W against the Huskies there for Nebraska. Let's go to the NFL, and then we're going to take our final break and have our Lucre Chiropractic game ball winner. But the NFL, the Chiefs trying to bounce back, Boz. They lost their opening game of the year last Thursday against the Detroit Lions, 21-20. They're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguar team, who got a win in Indianapolis, Boz, but they were down by 10 in the second half, came back and won. There was two pieces missing on the Chiefs team, though, that should be back.
Two big pieces, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. A lot of talk. Are they playing this week? Didn't know if Kelce was healed up. Jones signed the contract. He's back. I read a headline earlier today. Is this game a must-win for the Chiefs?
Yes.
And it's so early in the season, but yes, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think they got to bounce back.
I don't think you can start the season 0-2. I understand that AFC West, the Chiefs are the kings of the AFC West for years and years and years. Just don't put yourself in a position where one slip-up in an AFC West battle is going to cost you the one seed or a top-four seed. You know, you got to win your division. I get that. But these out-of-conference games, especially against AFC opponents, are super critical when it comes to playoff time.
Well, and the way I see it, too, is when you are vulnerable, I mean, you're the mighty Chiefs, Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champions. This is the team that's at the pinnacle right now. But they got a little chink in their armor. They didn't play well last week. Teams are thinking, hey, we can beat us. There's a blood-in-the-water feel. That's why I think this game is so big for the Chiefs. They've got to get back on top of the mountain early in the season with a win tomorrow or Sunday.
So that's on Sunday. And then one other, you didn't write this down. I don't know why you didn't.
I don't know.
There's a game at noon on Sunday as well. Baltimore Ravens take on Cincinnati Bengals at noon. Ravens 1-0. Bengals got demolished last week by the Browns. Jared Sleppy's Browns, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's a big-time game for old the Ravens. Kansaland, Care Country, MSC Sports Radio listening area, be rooting on those Ravens.
That's why I didn't write anything down. I don't know where did the Ravens come into this conversation. Nobody cares about the Ravens.
They're my team.
Okay.
They're my team. All right. Rooting for the Chiefs as well. One final break. We come back. Stick with us. We've got our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee coming up here in just a few minutes. One final timeout, then we'll let you have your weekend. You're listening to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word. Discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Dorsey. One final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. High School Scoreboard Show presented by Community National Bank with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, we've gone through everything that we were going to go through tonight. We went through all the scores multiple times. We heard recaps. We got our preview for next week. Except we just got to tell people where we might be going next week.
Well, next week, there's three. We try to keep it, you know, 3, 4, 5 games that are ones that we really look up as key matchups. Now, here's one, Holton at Perry LeCompton. This is a big one. Holton got their first win tonight. They're 1-2. Perry LeCompton's 1-2. It's tough to get a win at Perry. This could be a big game. It's got some implications down the road, and these teams may be propelling themselves into district play. So that's one that we might be at. Another one, another big game right here, Jake.
Yeah, yeah.
Riverside at Jackson Heights. We kind of broke that down. Some payback game maybe for Jackson Heights. This is one where, I don't know. I mean, it could go either way. I don't want to see Jackson Heights drop one and start that skid again.
Riverside 1-2 after they fell to Royal Valley tonight. But as you mentioned, a year ago, 28-12, Riverside with the victory over Jackson Heights began that four-game slide. Cobra is 3-0 on the year, the same record they had a year ago when these two teams met. We'll see if that's our game. And then Centralia-Troy,
we talked about it. Centralia's 3-0. This is a team we talked about. You have to get through Centralia. So Troy, they've got to go in, and they've got to find a way to get a win. That's what it is.
We asked them if the Chiefs game this week is a must-win. I feel like Troy may be in that same boat right now as they are now 1-2. on the season, taking on district play, first game against Centralia Panthers. So come and find us. We're either going to be in Perry for Holton Perry, at Jackson Heights for Riverside Jackson Heights, or in Troy, Centralia at Troy. I'll be wearing my Baltimore Ravens hat and T-shirt. Boz will be sporting his son's Division I North Dakota Fighting Hawks shirt. And we'll be there. Now, finally, it's time for us to award our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of Sabetha winner tonight, Mr. Chris Boswell.
Tough call tonight. It is every week. There's so many good players, good performances each night.
But share the love.
I love to share the love. So many guys doing good things. But here's what I'm going with tonight, because this doesn't happen very often.
Yep.
We're going to go with the Valley Heights offensive line. Those dogs up front, they don't get the credit they deserve. If you have three different rushers on your team that go over 100 yards,
yep,
you're doing your job right. You're doing it well. So they get the game ball tonight.
Mustangs up front for Valley Heights. Yeah, you dogs, they got a bite to their bark a little bit, huh?
Absolutely. Those guys, they do all that work down in the trenches. Nobody gives them any love.
No love, but they get some love tonight. You are the winners of the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball here for week number three. Boz, week four is coming up quick. It'll be next Friday. I'm excited for you.
Starting to heat up. District play.
District play is coming up here next week. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is signing off here for this Friday, September 15th. What a great evening we had of sports, scores, players to look at, and a preview for next week. Make sure you tune in next Friday night for week four as district play gets underway. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Boz, I'm Jake. For Captain Kurt Tillman, so long, MSC Sports Radio Network.